are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm a little embarrassed. I didn't realize how many half-drunk water bottles I have hanging around the studio. It's funny. I wonder if researchers have ever done a test where you close your eyes and, you know, while blindfolded, you drink a warm, half-drunk bottle of water and date how old it is. You know, I mean, some of these, they are so warm and they're almost, I don't want to say yellow in hue, but they aren't clear. I am so afraid that one day I'm just going to be talking, just going off on a storm here, on a rant, and then grabbing one of these old bottles. I really, really, really need to clean out these old half-drunk water bottles. But, you know, sometimes they don't taste too bad. They don't taste too bad. Okay, well, I got two water bottles here, one really cold and one semi-cold. The semi-cold was probably from last night's show, so I think we're okay. Also, it depends on what you ate for dinner, because you always worry about the backwash. But, should you discard your old half water bottles? Probably. I mean, you know, you do get bacteria. But what is amazing is we found that you really don't grow a completely dirty culture like you would in a microbiology lab. Like if you leave a petri dish open, okay, and you come back a day or two later, it is like completely covered, you know, with bacteria. Yet, you know, these water bottles, they still taste like water. You know, people don't really seem to get sick from drinking half-open old water bottles. You wonder why. You know, I don't know. Maybe we're careful about our backwash. I don't know. Maybe because we clean our teeth better. But still, when in doubt, throw it out. I just apologize that the place is a little messy. We got Donovan working the dials today. Donovan's probably shaking his head, like, clean up your mess. But great, great show planned today. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We will answer any of your medical questions. Whether we answer them competently or not is a whole different subject, but we'll answer them. Take a stab at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. We've been getting a lot of them. Thank you for being patient. I know it's been taking me a few days. I usually like 24-hour turnaround, but sometimes I'm a little busy. You know, sometimes I have a migraine. You know, sometimes the kids are driving me crazy, and I just want to go to bed and lie down and not look at my computer. But mind the excuses. I'm going to get to your emails. And follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I give you up-to-date updates, you know, tweet about the debate, tweet about entertainment news. I guess Heidi Klum and Seal may be breaking up now. I'm just surprised any Hollywood couple stays together. Honestly, they all, like, seems to be the in vogue thing. You get a divorce, you get publicity. Yeah, that's how you know a couple's going to get a divorce. Look at somebody who really hasn't had a hit movie in a while. They're going to go through a divorce. They will. I mean, I guess. Maybe that'll help my ratings on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I never leave my husband, never. I love my hubby. I'm surprised he puts up with me as much as I do. But, you know, you wonder, do these people get divorced? Because then it's blasted all over the media. It's publicity. It's, you know, publicity. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're going to be talking about, it looks like across the pond in Great Britain, they're having such trouble manning their accident and emergency departments, they call them A&E, that they may be going to the Army for help to bring in medics. Not because they're having a huge epidemic or, you know, not because, God forbid, there's a health crisis or anything like that. It's they just don't have enough staff. So they're going to be going to the Army. Now, again, I talk a lot about what's going on in Europe because we don't know where America's going with our healthcare system becoming more and more socialized. But, you know, we may have to recruit more people in the Army to then later staff our medical hospitals and clinics. Well, can you imagine? I don't really mind. I think soldiers are pretty sexy. You know, I wouldn't mind too much, but it shows they are having some huge problems. A few months ago, they had to actually close down some of their A&E departments at the hospital at night. They just said, we're just going to close them down at night. We have no staff. And now they're saying they've actually asked the Army for assistance, and they haven't heard word back if they're going to give them some medics. And I guess that's what they're coming to. Would that be considered a state of emergency when you have to go and get the Army or National Guard involved? You wonder. But anyway, all right. Ron's going to talk about what's been happening with Catholic-based institutions or religious-based institutions and the new part of the Obamacare law that is kicking in this year where they have to cover birth control. And if insurers have to cover birth control and employers have to purchase health insurance for their employees, we have some people with many, I guess, businesses and institutions out there having a little problem with it, just a little bit of an ethical problem with it. And we're going to talk about that and the millions of people that work for these institutions and what happens with them. Also, we got some breakthrough, you know, news on cancer and hepatitis and liver cancer. So lots of good juicy stuff. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. We got the South Carolina primary. Very interesting. Overnight, Gingrich is soaring in the polls. From what I heard yesterday, Romney had a 10-point lead. Now they're saying Gingrich has a 10-point lead. One poll said 40% for Gingrich, 30% for Romney, I mean, just overnight. And I think many of us saw the debate where John King brought up a tabloid-type issue going on where Newt wanted an open marriage with his wife. And he brings that up during a presidential debate when we're supposed to be talking about national security and immigration and jobs. And Newt just knocked it out of the ballpark. He did very well. You know, some people thought he was kind of, you know, pompous, but I think many of us were like, all right, good answer. Romney did a great job. Santorum, good job. Santorum makes too many faces. Santorum needs to not make a lot of faces. If you notice that Romney, very calm, very cool, has his hand in his pocket, gives direct attention to any of the other speakers, very well poised, very professional. Santorum, smart guy, but he's got to stop making too many faces, you know? We don't want a president that makes a lot of faces. Okay, not good. Not good for these little video bites. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, hi-de-ho! We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254. We got Vic on the line. Hey, Vic, how you doing today?
I've been better, thanks. How about you?
Not too bad. Not bad at all. What's up?
Listen, I just switched doctors. I'm at a government installation. And he got mad at me because I ran out of my meds and I took more than I should. I was hydrocortone.
Uh-huh.
I was 3 days short and he really got hot, which this was the first time I've been to this doctor.
Okay.
The last meds I had was at 8 a.m. So now he's going to give me a new med called OxyContin or oxycodone because the pain has been so severe for 14 weeks in my hip. I talked to you once about the hip.
Okay,
anyway.
So it's hip. Okay, all right. So he's switching you from hydrocodone up to OxyContin. And can I ask how many did he give you of the hydrocodones? How many pills did he give?
9. The prescription reads 1 to 2 tablets 3 times a day, which means I'll run out in 15 to 18 days. And he won't refill it or do anything.
Okay. And what type of doctor is he? Is he an internist, family doctor, or a pain management doctor?
You know what? I don't know. He's with the VA, honey. He's the head of the doctor.
Oh, he's with the VA. Okay. All right. Because, see, my suggestion would be, you know, many people, they have issues with their family doc or internist because, you know, we have to be a lot more careful when we prescribe our pain medicines. But your pain specialists, the pain management doctors, those are the ones who understand pain a lot more, you know, because they specialize in it. And they're the ones that are a little bit more liberal. Now, you know, you have severe hip issues. I do remember you, Vic. What happened with the orthopedist? He said you wouldn't qualify for a hip replacement, right, if I'm correct?
I want that. He's going to give me a shot on the 24th.
Okay. Okay. Well, one option is you could talk to your orthopedist and say, look, your VA doctor right now is mad at you, okay, and you don't want your doctor mad at you, trust me. And I don't think you're in a position where you could just go and get another doctor like us civilians can. I think in the VA system you get assigned one. Is that correct?
Yeah, but you can change if you have if the doctor is what you consider incompetent.
Right. Okay. Okay. But he kind of got mad. I mean, when you talked to him, did you say, look, this is the situation? I mean, I'm not abusing him, but just I'm having this kind of pain. What do you recommend? And what happened with that?
Well, he won't talk to me now. I put in two requests with the nurse for him to call me. I don't want to run out at my age and go through a withdrawal.
No, no. No. Then you're going to have to get a new doctor. I mean, because you need a doctor that's going to communicate with you. You know, you're having severe pain. Nobody wants to live in severe pain. But he is probably jaded from a lot of people that have abused the pain medicines. And unfortunately, the innocent people out there like you and many of us that go to the doctor saying, look, I ran out, not because I'm selling it, not because I'm abusing it, it's just I've been taking it every few hours, are being considered guilty until proven innocent because of all the guilty people out there that are abusing the drugs. So the only thing I could recommend is get a new doctor or see if in the VA system they do have a pain management doctor. If you can see the pain management doctor, then at least they could be more liberal, and then they manage your pain a lot more adequately than a lot of us internally. As family docs can do.
That's what I'm going to do. Somebody said that I should go see a pain doctor while I was at the VA. But is there anything I can do to this guy? Because he deliberately waited until our pharmacy closed, and I had to wait the next day before I could pick up a prescription, and I started to go into withdrawals. It was 20 hours.
See, I don't know about the chain of command, you know, in these VA hospitals, so I don't know. You know, unfortunately, it's, you know, people get mad at their doctors all the time. Trust me. My patients that are probably listening to the show are like, you know, I want to hear this one because they're mad at me, too. I don't know. You know, when people ask me, you know, well, what about the medical board? Would the medical board get involved? At this point, again, I don't know. You know, he did technically, I guess, get back to you, but you're right. With the way it turned out, pharmacy was closed, you were stuck. I don't know. I don't know what options you have with the VA system. I wish I knew.
Now, you say Dr. Board, where? Is that a civilian outfit?
Yeah. Like, if somebody's mad at me, they could go to the medical board. And the medical board answers and says, Nevada State Medical Board. And they go, oh, I have a complaint about Dr. Dahlia. And they're like, I know. All right, what's it this time? So, you know, we do have medical boards in each state. If somebody, let's say, but I mean, you know, people complain all the time. Oh, I got taken to collections or my doctor won't give me enough pain medicine. What the medical board, from what I understand, are really interested in is like reusing needles, misdiagnosing, refusing to give you your medical records when they're your property. Those types of things. So if somebody has a problem with their doctor, in the civilian realm of things, you do have a chain of command where you could go up to the medical board. But I don't know what are your options with VA. I don't know if they have supervisors. I don't know.
Now, the medical board has nothing to do with doctors in the VA?
If they're licensed in Nevada, they should. But like I said, I don't know if they would do anything in this case because he did. What happened? He called in your prescription, but the pharmacy was closed?
No, he waited until the pharmacy was closed, and then he said, well, I'm going to write you a prescription. I said, come on, doc, they're going to close in 15 minutes. He said, oh, I'll be right back. He went away, and he didn't come back till the pharmacy closed.
All right. Like with that, I don't know what they would do with that because he still technically, you know, wrote you the prescription. It's just you and I know that was a pretty crappy thing to do.
The nurse was right there. She knew, she knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
She can't speak because that's her boss.
Well, you know, Vic, get back. back to me. Find out in the VA system what your options are, you know. But my suggestion would be get a new doctor. You don't need to put up with that. Get a new doctor.
Yeah, I wrote him a letter and told him, I said, he's not man enough to be my doctor. That's exactly what I told him.
It feels good when you do that, doesn't that? Yeah. All right. A lot of exclamation points.
You know how many kids growing up in my life here in Vegas?
Well, you know what? And by the way, Vic, thank you for your service. It really kills me to hear, my veterans that, you know, have to go through the VA system and, you know, they struggle with getting the care they need. And you don't need this. You served your country. And I think it's really frustrating that you don't have as many options as those of us that didn't serve our country do. And all I can say, Vic, is God bless you. And I hope you find a doctor that actually can help you, especially during, you know, the pain you're having, with the pain you're having. I'm so sorry. Okay?
Killer chick. That's what's nice about you.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right, Vic, you take care, okay? Have a great day.
You went to medical school.
Absolutely, I went to medical school. Yeah, people don't believe it. All right, Vic, have a great day. All right, guys, let's get back to work. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. People are always, I guess, intimidated, you know, that, all right, well, you know, they're with the doctor, and do I have a right to complain? Now, I think there are a lot of complaints out there that are really loony complaints, and trust me, most of the complaints I've ever received, and I have no problem admitting this, most of the complaints I've received are people are mad when they're taken to collections. I didn't write off their bill. No, I didn't write off your bill. I'm not allowed to. If the insurance says you have a deductible, I have to charge you for that because they're not paying me. You have a deductible. You can't run up your deductible and then, you know, expect the insurance to kick in with you and not paying your part. So I would probably say the biggest amount of complaints I get, you know, from me is, you know, she took me to collections. You know, after a year of sending me bills and my giving her the middle finger. Well, yeah, absolutely. You complain away. I don't care if you don't like me, and fine. I don't want you back in my practice. But then you have other doctors that, okay, well, what about the ones that don't return calls? What about the ones that won't fill the prescriptions that you need? Remember, you're still a consumer. You have a right to pick. You know, I mean, and we may only have a very short time that you have this ability, but right now you could still pick the doctor you want. But can I make a suggestion? Most doctors will not do medicine for free over the phone. So my suggestion is you're going to be upset with a lot of doctors, that won't call in a prescription, or, you know, you say, I have pneumonia, give me an antibiotic. They won't do it. They're going to say, come in and let me evaluate you. But you do have options. All right. I don't know if we have time for one more call. We got Jim on the line. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Dolly. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. What's up?
Okay, I switched. My doctor switched me from Lipitor because I was having some pain in my upper right arm, and that pain took 9 months to go away, and it was severe. He changed me to Provacol or Provastatin.
Provastatin, uh-huh.
And not having any symptoms, but he wants to double the dose. My question is there a blood test or any other type of test that would tell you if this drug is doing any damage in your body, such as to the heart muscle or skeletal muscles, which these statins are known for?
Oh, absolutely. There's a blood test called a CPK. Your creatinine kinase, your CPK, and the CPK will be high if you're having a skeletal muscle injury, cardiac muscle injury, which is a test we run if we think you're having a heart attack. But absolutely, there's a CPK. We also will check liver enzymes. But if there's something esoteric that we haven't discovered that these medicines could do, we don't know what the blood test that would be. But I would probably say a CPK is a great test to have while you're on these medicines. Jim, great call. All right, guys, we got a quick break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show and your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze,
Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Some news just in that another body has been found from the Costa Concordia, Italian cruise liner that has been now offshore listing for days with possibly, I believe, 21 more people missing. Death toll has been brought up to 12. The woman's body that was found, she was in a life jacket and she was in an area near the evacuation port along a narrow corridor. So this is probably one of the worst nautical disasters that we've seen in our lifetime. And, you know, we've been hearing the stories all week long about the captain. Boy, this guy's a real putz, right? Right. The captain, Scatino, right? He's hanging out with this blonde pretty woman when all this happens. Some passengers said that the music in the dining room was that song from the Titanic before the ship hit. Right as the ship was about to hit, the song that was playing was Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. You know, here, now. Okay, I know I sound like her, don't I? Wherever you are. I sound like her, don't I? Exactly, her. Yeah, and so they say that song was going on in the dining room right as this was happening. And then you're hearing other accounts where we actually saw video footage of the crew after the accident happened and the crash happened, saying, look, everybody, it's okay. It was just a power outage. We're assessing the situation. Everybody go back to your rooms. If you want to hang out here near the evacuation area, you can, but go back to your rooms. And that's frightening that they had no idea what happened to the ship. I believe it's a big 160-foot hole. How do you not know? How do these ships not have sensors that tell the captain? Or maybe there were sensors, but the captain was so busy doing lovey-dovey with this blonde woman, we don't know. And then I guess they were saying this week that he fled, not that he fled to flee, but he tripped. And when he tripped, he just, fell into the lifeboat. And once he was in the lifeboat, he was so confused and dazed by the fall that he just went along with the lifeboat because he just couldn't comprehend what just happened with that fall that he went with the lifeboat. But I got to tell you, you need to listen to the Italian Coast Guard ripping Scatino a new one, telling him to get back on the boat. And he's arguing with him. I think the guy was on drugs or drunk. Honestly, I have never seen somebody this stupid. Just absolutely frightening. But, you know, I love the Italian language, but I have never heard, and I've watched Sopranos, I watched The Godfather, I have never heard Italian screamed with such ferocity at this Captain Scatino as what the Coast Guard had to do with this idiot. So you need to listen to that. And I guess one of the survivors of this Italian cruise liner disaster is the granddaughter of a survivor from the Titanic. She said her grandmother was on the Titanic and survived. Her great uncle didn't. The great uncle was a waiter and he didn't survive the Titanic crash from 100 years ago. But amazing that we would have progeny from the Titanic on this ship. But a horrible, absolutely horrible disaster. You wonder how something like this could happen in this day and age. And like we were talking about earlier this week, when the ship began to list and go towards its side, once the crew got their act together and knew, you know, what was going on, although they still didn't have any direction from the captain, you couldn't use half the boats. Again, we were in the same situation as we were 100 years ago where there's not enough boats. And then, as it listed, you really couldn't even use many of the lifeboats on the other side, the port side, because the starboard side was listing into the water. And it was just, you see the mistakes and the list of mistakes that happened that, from what I understand, Carnival Cruises right now is, investigating all their cruise lines, I guess, suspending booking at this point to, find out what could have been done differently. And, I would say really screen your captains because this guy was a complete putz. But, we all know that. I don't have to explain that to you. Just a piece of work. You know, he could get 12 years of jail alone just for fleeing the scene. We're not even talking about the involuntary manslaughter charges, improper poor choice of music on the ship. I mean, you know, he could get 12 years just for fleeing the ship. So we'll see what happens. Okay, really cool stuff. Looks like artificial meat can be grown in a lab, and they think by this year they will have mastered it. Now, remember a couple months ago they were growing some meat? And they said the rate they would grow this meat and the cost it took to grow this meat would probably be like a $1 million burger. Well, I think they've actually moved a little bit more to the point where these burgers would probably be a little bit less, maybe not in the millions, but they could artificially grow meat in petri dishes. And then I guess what they do is they have these muscle cells and they kind of stretch them out. And then I guess they're able to reproduce and grow. They don't have a picture of this like they had a couple weeks ago, or I mean a couple months ago, but it doesn't look red. The meat looks kind of white. It's really interesting. But anyway, they take animal muscle tissue. They extract the stem cells from the tissue. Then they grow these muscle cells under tension, bulk them up, and then they mince the muscle into ground beef to make a burger. So it'll be interesting. They have right now a $1 million prize to go to any researcher who can develop lab-grown chicken with the same taste and texture as a real thing. Lab-grown chicken. Just give me the meat. Give me the meat. I don't know if I would eat lab-grown. But you know what? With world hunger, you know, they need to figure this out, how to grow food. You know, learn how to do ho-hos. And a hostess stuff, because if hostesses file bankruptcy, if anything happens, we're not going to have our Twinkies and our ding-dongs and our ho-hos. So I hope they're working on that desperately. Okay, let's see here. Smart pill with an edible microchip. This is kind of cool. You know, now that CES is gone, we're hearing all these cool things. Like there's going to be these glasses. An Israeli company has come up with where you could be walking around with these glasses that will give you your emails and your texts to you as you walk around and see. I mean, knowing me, I would probably bump into a pole or something or run into a New York cab. But if that happens, we may start seeing phones fall by the wayside. Now, we heard this week that Kodak had to file bankruptcy. Remember Kodak and the little Kodak huts, and mom would always go and get the pictures from the little Kodak hut, and then we couldn't wait, would open them up and look at our pictures. Oh, mommy, look at me, look at me. Well, you know, now with, you know, smartphones and e-pictures, et cetera, you know, Kodak is starting to fall by the wayside. So many companies that were giants and monsters, because of technology, we're going to see fall. But right now, smartphones and phones have completely just, you know, blasted the market and blown away many of the other companies that used to be, you know, ahead of their time. However, if these glasses come into play, where you could actually get your emails, get your texts in the corner of your eye, you're not going to need a phone. You could even probably do the phone call using these glasses. So that's going to be my prediction later. We may, if these glasses come to fruition. I wouldn't wear the glasses. I got LASIK, so I don't have to wear glasses. But other people may think they're really cool. They really look kind of high tech. And it looks like doctors have also, or researchers have come up with this smart pill where it has an edible microchip, where if you forget your dosing, or let's say you don't metabolize it well or whatever, it sends information to your smartphone or laptop, and it tells you what you should do. All right, you take a pill that has this microchip. After the pill is swallowed, the chip gets activated by the stomach fluid, sends a signal to a patch on the arm. The receiver transmits information to the doctor, etc., and then the patch contains receiver, which decodes data about the drug. We talk about this. My husband likes the British accent on our GPS. Turn left. So I could just imagine this thing going, pill swallowed. Much stool in colon. Please evacuate. Pill taken incorrectly. Pill was a suppository. Please regurgitate and and place in proper orifice. I don't think I'm going to want this. All right, I can take my own pills, thank you. I'll use post-it notes to communicate with me. I don't need the British woman telling me that I gotta insert it as a suppository. All right, when we come back, more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to see that Tuskegee Airmen movie. What is it, Red Tails? I really want to see that this weekend. I know it just came out. I don't like going to the movies because I think it's kind of expensive. You know, I could just watch a movie at home. But a movie like that, where it's World War II and airplanes flying by your ears as you're warplanes as you're watching the movie, that's got to be cool. So I want to watch that. I just love things that go back in the past, like old pictures. Like, you know, some of the famous old pictures from World War II and Bikini Bottom, you know, even some Vietnam pictures. I guess an artist injected some color into them. I have that posted on my Facebook fan page. Just go and visit it. It's amazing, some of these pictures. There's even a picture from Civil War times. They had some rare photography back then where you actually see the battlefield and the soldiers on the, it's an amazing photograph. Go to my Facebook fan page and look at that. You may have to scroll down a little bit. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter so I can give you medical updates if we can't get to everything on the show. All right, so a big headline this week was alcohol doubles lifespan. I mean, UCLA researcher, and trust me, everyone's patting this guy on the back for this one, says moderate levels of alcohol actually increase longevity among test subjects. How would you like to be called a test subject, right? To the point where they say alcohol can actually double your lifespan. Okay, now, what I understood is they tested this in worms, okay? The test subjects were worms, though the scientists think that it could be very applicable to humans. Remember, they say worms and humans are very close. Yeah, I guess, earthworm. All right, the worms tested. I don't want to read all the stuff. All right, but they were stunned to see that the lifespan of the worm larvae increased from 10 to 15 days to 20 to 30. Oh, you see, you all were excited. I know, I was going, well, it's Saturday night. You know, really? No. All right, so they say what was interesting, yeah, there was something interesting, is that the worms are in a stress developmental stage, and at high magnifications under the microscope, it was amazing to see how the worms, given a little alcohol, looked more robust than worms not giving alcohol. Yeah, I bet. Okay, all right. Well, so, yeah, I still can't tell you to drink. I still can't do it. Doctors aren't ready to do that because of the cancer risk. I know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Speaking about liver cancer, here in medical headlines, medical headlines, doesn't sound as exciting as political headlines, but you know what? That's what my show's about. I got to give you medical headlines. Liver cancer. Two new studies from the Mayo Clinic found that hepatitis C infection and obesity could be to blame for a surge in liver cancer. All right, now we've known hepatitis C for a long time could cause liver cancer. We know hepatitis B is very dangerous as well, but obesity. What was odd about this is really obesity. Now, many of us, when we're obese, we do have fatty deposits in our liver. Yeah, well, we never thought those would actually cause cancer. We just thought fatty deposits in your liver would possibly put you more at risk for diabetes, put you more at risk for, you know, high cholesterol, cardiac issues. We didn't think there was a risk between that or a link between that and liver cancer. So I don't want you to freak out. Many of us have fatty livers, but we'll keep you posted as new information comes with that. That's what Dr. Dahlia does. Double D. That's what I do. And proud of it. Okay. Eating from a red plate can help you lose weight. They say they studied, all right, they said if you eat from a red plate, more people will stop eating or feel more full and possibly reduce consumption of food and drinks by 40%. No, if I have a ho-ho on a red plate or a white plate, I'm eating the whole dang ho-ho. The findings in the study have clearly implied that the government and food in the government, why is the government involved? Can some making use of red packages on unhealthy food stuff? No, it doesn't. Okay. When we see red, we think of a stop sign. Although the stop sign, well, I've talked about stop signs on the show. Stop signs used to be black and white. And then they later came out, I think, in the 1950s with the red stop sign. But it wasn't always red. So I can see how people think, you know, red. But also red makes you think of power. You know, they say if you work out and you're wearing red or you're surrounded by red, you're going to work out harder. So, you know, will a red plate cause you to eat less? Honestly, I would just say have smaller plates. I've talked about this. Our plates are too big. We buy our plates. I get my plates from Target or Walmart. They're about a foot by a foot, right? And you could pile them up really well because there's a little bit of a curve, so you don't have to worry about food falling and then falling off the plate. That's the problem with our society and obesity is our plate size. We need to eat from saucer-sized plates. Imagine if you put your dinner on a saucer-sized plate, how much you'd lose. Just imagine. All right. Would eat less. Yeah, that, yeah, exactly. Would eat less. All right. I really welcome you to listen to my archives on GCNlive.com. There was a huge medical headline this week, which we're not going to have enough time to talk about, where scientists couldn't find the G-spot. Yes, that was the medical headline. Scientists couldn't find it. Apparently what had happened with that is for years, ever since, gosh, I can't think of the German researcher, I think a Godenferger or something like that, German researcher who the G-spot was named after. I would love to have a spot named after me. You know, can you imagine? Anyway, you know, he became famous for the G-spot and they can't find it. All right, the scientists can't find it. They've tried to ultrasound, they've tried to biopsy, they've taken chunks of tissue out of women, and they can't find it. Now, I already see a flaw in that study. If you have a lady up on the guide table, and you have just taken a big jaw, used this jaw serrated instrument to take a sample, I sincerely doubt that moments later she would say, yes, I have been pleased with this experience. And the whole premise of the G-spot is if it is stimulated in a woman, there's a, it's almost a sure thing that she would climax. And so people have been hunting for it for years. Husbands, boyfriends, spouses, partners have been hunting for this spot. And doctors, you know, with our MRIs and CAT scans and ultrasounds and biopsy troches and trochs and everything, they can't find it. They can't find it. They've even used, you know, IRS tax auditors. Nobody can go up there and find it. So they say maybe it doesn't exist. So I spent a significant amount of time talking about how to please a woman and erogenous zones and where some may be. Personally, I had divulged that one of my erogenous zones is my knee. No, I'm not going to divulge that. You all don't need to know that. But I would definitely recommend going to my archives this week. You can go to GCNlive.com and take notes. Okay, right? No GPS? No, they tried GPS. GPS didn't find it either. No, they didn't. So I know. We're all frustrated. Okay, many people are also frustrated by a new law coming into play or an aspect of the Obamacare law that's kicking in this year where insurance has to cover birth control with no copays, no deductibles, no extra payments. Just you're supposed to be able to get your birth control for free from on your health insurance plan. And when this first came out, it made sense. Like, well, look, if you're spending $800 a month on your health insurance, do you really have to spend an extra $10, $25 for birth control? Include it. All right. But what we forgot and what we didn't realize is you have Catholic hospitals. You have a lot of religious institutions. Now, we're not talking about churches, temples, mosques that are exempt from this law. We're talking about religious-based institutions and companies. And they don't want to purchase health insurance that has birth control. They want their employees to get it themselves on their own. And many of these companies have already said, look, we're just going to take the fine. Well, President Obama came out yesterday saying, and the Obama administration said, well, we're not going to exempt you, but we'll give you an extra year. So you have a year to get your act together. Well, I really doubt somebody who's Catholic is not going to be Catholic a year from now. I mean, I'm sure they're going to still stay Catholic. So what does that mean? Well, it means about 2 million people that we understand are being employed by these companies that have religious affiliations are going to probably lose their coverage because the employer is going to choose the fine rather than go against their ethical beliefs and their religious beliefs and cover birth control or cover an insurance plan that covers birth control. So, again, another few million people not going to be insured. So as we watch Obamacare unfold, I think we're going to see more and more people uninsured than insured, right? They're going to take the fine. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Great football coming up soon. So I got to go to the store and get some goodies, healthy goodies, of course, in red boxes. You all be safe. Dr. Dahlia is signing out.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives. And we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact. Make a difference. And maybe make some money, too. Check out BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com. Or call 866-735-2470 for more information.